This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet. Today's Napkin Scribble is sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. Now here's Leonard Sweet.
It's hard for people who knew me back in my graduate school days and seminary days to understand whatever happened to that Len Sweet that they knew, because back then I was such an academic. I mean, I was totally an academic slob and snob. I dressed like an academic. I talked like an academic. I wore clothes that made me look like an academic. I had an academic demeanor. And I was just totally about the life of the mind and scholarship. And a couple things happened. I initially hated technology, especially computers and all that stuff, because it was leading us in all sorts of bad directions. And, you know, I was totally opposed to electronic digital technology and just a print person all the way. And a couple things happened to change me around. One was, I had a kind of a Damascus Road moment where God knocked me off my high Gutenberg horse, roughed me up a bit, and said, Sweet, you're going to get a ministry for the world you wish you had or the world you actually got. And that's when I got my first computer and everything changed. Didn't change overnight. I mean, it did change overnight, but it was a slow change. And hence, I began writing books that were not just for academics. And the first one I wrote that was not for academics, but for a wider publishing community, was a book that the Presbyterians asked me to write. They were doing a series on theology, and they wanted something on the Holy Spirit. And they admitted to me they couldn't find any Presbyterian that would write on the Holy Spirit for them. And would I be willing to? And so I thought it was such a humorous thing that they had to turn to a Methodist to write on the Holy Spirit, that I wrote a little book in their Library of Christian Classics called New Life in the Spirit, on the role of the Holy Spirit. And so that, but I still wrote that as an academic, and I'm going to, you know, I'm talking down to the lay people. I'm talking down to the hoi polloi. The other thing that turned me around was I spent 6 months. I got a sabbatical, 6 month sabbatical, first sabbatical I'd ever had. And I wrote this masterful article for Church History on the history of the women's seminary movement, which is part of the history of women's education, and the role of the female seminary movement in the history of education. And that's where we got the word seminary from, with these women's seminaries, these female seminaries. And anyway, I was tracing all of that. Night and day, I labored on researching and writing this. I traveled all over the country, went to archives all over the place, stayed in libraries, just in guest rooms to do research for this, and spent all sorts of my own money. I didn't get a grant for this. This was a sabbatical. I just spent my money on intellectual inquiry and academic research. So I finished that research project. I wrote it up and did this beautiful article. I submitted it to Church History and then waited for 2 years. It took that long. By the time it had been undergone peer review, 2 years. I submitted it. They submitted it to other people. They had other people read it. They decided to publish it. And then 2 years later, it finally came out. Now, you know all that happens in the world in 2 years, but at any rate. And it was as if I had dropped a dime into the Grand Canyon. I waited for years to hear an echo, and I never did. I'd spent 6 years of my life, and that's a significant percentage of one's life, on this important article, just detailing this one feature of the history of women's education. And while I was waiting for that echo to sound, I read a study that revealed that the average academic article had a lifetime readership of 3.6 people. And then it hit me. I had just spent 6 years of my life solving an academic puzzle. And about, if I'm like everybody else, I'm going to get in the course of the lifetime of that article, it's going to have 3.6 readers. And let me tell you, two things happened at that moment. One is I had an appreciation for scholars like never before. And what it means, we need this information, we need this knowledge, but we need to celebrate these people that are willing to sacrifice everything for no return on an investment other than the pursuit of knowledge itself. And 3.6 readers to my beautiful article on the history of the female seminary movement and women's education. And then I also realized that in the six months that I'd spent researching it, that all that I'd missed, what going on in the world, all I'd missed in the lives of my own kids, in my family, and my friends, and how I was missing moments to make these sacrifices, to pursue knowledge. And is this really my calling in life? Was this my calling in life? English historian and arguably the world's greatest expert on Nazi Germany, his name is Ian Kershaw. He admits that he was in Berlin at the fall of the Berlin Wall. He was there when it happened. But he also admits to missing the moment because he was in the midst of having doctoral discussions with students and arguing technical debates about Nazism in a pub barely a mile from where world history was being made. And he was so busy arguing with his graduate students about Nazi Germany that he was missing the whole moment of the fall of the Berlin Wall. You can see his admission in his book, Roller Coaster, Europe 1950 to 2017, that just has been published. But I mention this because don't miss your moments. Celebrate authors and academics that are willing to make these sacrifices to give us this knowledge. They are real heroes to me, and they ought to be. We can't thank them enough. But at the same time, in your own life, don't miss those moments that are all around you that God is calling you to see and to address and to meet. One of the worst things you can say about anybody is they were there when greatness passed by and they missed it. Don't miss your moment.
Thank you for listening to Napkin Scribbles. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with a friend today. Today's Napkin Scribbles was sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. For Professor and Author Leonard Sweet, until next time, happy scratching and scribbling.